Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit, they can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.
Another Confirmed Multimedia production. Confirmed.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch. I'm thinking about getting into the movie reviews because I love a good classic. Because I watch this Blockbuster podcast. It's they do movie reviews, and I think I can do something like that.
You watch a lot of movies?
Yeah, I think not so much these new movies, but a lot of classics. I say this because I watch Sinners. Like, Sinners is a good movie. It's shot well. Good actors in it, but the storyline didn't make any sense to me. Where the fuck did these vampires come from? Like, I was late to see it because my homie made a post. He said, Sinners only going to be in week, and this is the last week Sinners is going to be in theaters. So I'm like, I can't be the only nigga that ain't seen it.
I watched it. I went to the theaters to watch it. Mm-hmm. Straight. Like I said, it just reminds me of, like, it reminds me a lot of True Blood.
Because
I'm a show guy, though.
Now, really?
Now.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch a series of shows than sit and watch a movie. I'll fall asleep. Quick.
Yeah. And what kept me up, I'm like, I'm just waiting. And the movie built up, like, it built so slow, then it peaked, and it just, like, I don't know. It took too long to build up, and they should have specialized on the vampires a little more. Another movie I just watched, that's not a movie, King of the Hill. Y'all watch King of the Hill?
The new King of the Hill?
Yeah.
I watched the old, for sure.
Yeah. They just recently revamped it. Like, they dropped 10 episodes.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
It's hard to do shit over.
It is, right?
It's hard. That's all we just talked about with, like, the albums. It's just hard to top something that's already been done. You got to do something else.
And they recast Khan, and his voice is terrible. The dude that did Dale.
Did he get killed or something?
Yeah, he's dead. So his voice is a little different. John Redcorn, he just recently killed himself. Like, he wasn't in the reboot. Like, he was going through, like, the actor that did John Redcorn, he was going through some, like, I don't know, he was going
Which
through...
Which character was he?
The actor that did John Redcorn, the little... He was messing with his wife, the little Indian guy. The John Redcorn.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was okay. So, like, what is your... What's your top five shows? Like, what's some of your go-to shows?
Shows?
Mm-hmm.
Now?
Yeah, just like, all time.
Period, like...
Period.
Obviously, you got your Martins, your Fresh Princes, for sure. Breaking Bad was pretty dope.
I'm just rewatching it again. I was late to it, but I'm watching it again.
Game of Thrones is probably top one or two shows ever made to me.
Really?
Yeah, I love Game of Thrones.
I wasn't really big on it. I can't really get into the End of the Dragon and shit.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man. Once you get past, like, the first season, it's over.
Really? I heard it's a good show.
Because Game of Thrones don't give a fuck. Anybody can get it.
That's what I heard. A lot of people get killed the fuck off on it. Like, it ain't no... Yeah,
ain't no... You never know. But I would watch... It really is like a... You got to get... Like, I ain't no Harry Potter watching type person. But I can watch that, though. I can watch that for sure.
Another show that I was real big on, it ended, but Boardwalk Empire.
I didn't watch that, but I heard it was nice.
That was a good one. You say The Wire. You watch The Wire?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. Breaking Bad and Wire is probably my 1A and 1B shows.
Really?
Yeah, of all time.
Breaking Bad got a lot of hidden gems in it, too.
It does. Like,
you see the wife's always purple. Like the cop's wife.
Uh-huh.
Next time you watch it, just remember it's always like purple something in the scene.
What does that represent?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, if you realize there's not really no music in it either.
It ain't. It ain't.
Yeah. It's got some little hidden shit in it that makes it different from most shows.
Because a lot of the titles is got hidden messages in them. And he always kind of like Vince Gillian, he teases like a part of the episode in the beginning. That's amazing. I was late. I didn't start watching until like 2019, right before COVID. It's an amazing show, bro. Like,
I've been watching, what's that new show I've been watching? It's, shit. It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it. He plays like this old Texas guy.
Yeah, I think it's in the same universe as like Friday Night Lights. Like they got the Permium is in there, like Mojo. I hold Mobland.
Yeah, it's Landman.
Yeah, Landman. Yeah, yep, yep.
And that dude does the Tyler. He does like all the other shows, like Yellowstone, and he's got a bunch of shows on Tyler Sheridan or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I heard Yellowstone's a pretty good.
Yellowstone's dope too. Like I said, I watch more shows than anything now. Movies just don't do it for me no more.
Yeah.
Now, classic movies, I watched Scarface last night. Again, I watch Scarface all the time.
Scarface, I can say, is one of my... I think it's a little... Like, people blow it out of proportion. Like, it's okay, but...
It just got so many classic lines. And,
it does.
And it was shot well, too. Like, for the time. Mm-hmm. That shit shot like it was shot now to me. Like, just watching it, like, the scenes and... I love that movie.
Yeah. It was an impressive nostalgia. Like, if you remember MTV Cribs, everybody had a Scarface room and everybody had a Scarface picture. Stuff. Yeah.
Scarface, I love it. But it wasn't that big of a movie when it first came out, from what I heard.
And another movie that I critique a little bit. Growing up, this is my favorite movie of all time, Belly. But it didn't... That's another movie that didn't make any sense. Like, the storyline...
Oh, yeah, it's different.
It's just... Because he's a rap... He shoots rap videos, and they make sense. He said it makes sense in four-minute increments. Like, if you watch it in just four-minute spots, it makes a perfect sense, but all together...
I love Nas, and I love T-Boz, but I feel like their acting in it was not that good.
Nah, it was terrible. Nas is my guy, but he can't...
That was bad acting.
Yeah, it was... No smile, no... You know, yeah, it was, you know, just...
Yeah, Belly was all right, though.
Yeah,
DMX carried it. Yeah. Method Man's little part carried it, too. And your boy from Menace of Society.
Speaking of runs, DMX had a hell of a run from, like, 98. He was in movies, double platinum albums.
DMX, obviously, I guess he had some, you know, I call them off-the-court problems, but, like, if he didn't have those, DMX would probably be revered one of the top rappers of all time, I think, too.
Did you ever meet DMX?
I did, man. I won tickets to the Hard Knock Life or whatever tour that was on. It was like Rough Riders and Jay-Z. I won tickets on the radio, and we was kind of poor. I never could go get the damn tickets, pick them up and go. And never went. That pisses me off to this day.
So you couldn't go get them tickets? You couldn't go get the free tickets?
Go get them.
Where was they at?
I guess at the radio station. And we never went and got them.
Ah, damn.
And I won tickets, man. I called in, you know.
Yeah.
Called number 9. Never went and got my tickets.
Ah, damn. Where was the concert at?
It was at Gardens, I think.
Oh, okay.
Freedom Hall, one of the two. One of the two.
Have you ever performed at the Gardens or Freedom Hall?
I think I performed at both. I did Freedom Hall with Jeezy and T.I. recently. And I definitely did the Gardens. I used to throw parties at the Gardens and shit, too.
That's what's up.
That's how I really got started, was throwing parties. I would sneak my music in.
Really?
Yeah.
So you started out as a party promoter? Like, what was your...
I was just like the hype man, but I put all the effort into getting everybody there and putting the money up to get the place and go from there. And that's where I threw a Sim City party. That's what really... The Sim City part was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that like?
I had rented out Kai's. It was Kai's in Indiana. And the line was like down the street.
Really?
They cut off people coming in. They wouldn't let Rondo in at the time. I had to like really let the lady know, like, this is Rondo. You better let him in here. So it was, that party was crazy.
What year was this? Like, what year?
I can't remember. It was 06, 05. I don't remember. It was one of them years. And that's when my parties were, like, the party to go to.
That's what's up. So if you could bring back any Louisville nightclub, any club, what would it be?
Villa Fontana.
I said the same. Roxbury Villa, that was the spot right there.
Villa Fontana was like, it felt like a club. There was another one called Hotel.
I ain't hip to that one.
It was on 4th Street. Uh-huh. Those are the only two clubs I felt like at the time felt like clubs. I remember this, my homie flew this girl in from Canada, and we took her out, like, this was probably 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. And she was like, well, all y'all's clubs wouldn't. I was like, damn, they are.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those were clubs that, like, you felt like you were in a different city when you walked in them.
Yeah, you did, man. It was good times, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They tore it down as a hospital now. What about Jim Porter?
Jim Porter's was fire, too.
Jim Porter. I never went to Phoenix. I never made it to Phoenix.
Phoenix was just like, that was like the diet Jim Porter's. It was like Jim Porter Zero.
Jim Porter's was like, Jim Porter Zero. That was the ghetto mansion right there, Jim Porter's, man.
Jim Porter's was fun.
He was huge in there.
Yeah, Jim Porter's was like the black version of O'Malley's.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, I was fire, too, though, when it was popping.
Mm-hmm. College nights. Yeah. Wednesday nights.
This was fire.
So, I'm going to give you a Louisville question. Indy's, okay. Indy's Chicken King, Kings.
I'm an Indy's man.
Uh-huh.
And then, if I'm another chicken spot that a lot of people don't know about is, I go to Bootleg Barbecue.
Yeah.
They got fire smoke wings.
Oh, they do.
I go Indies.
Bootleg barbecue. You ever get the bologna sandwiches out there?
I don't eat pork.
Uh-huh.
But if I did, I probably would.
Yeah, they got some good wings out there. Bootleg barbecue.
But I go Indies.
I'm thinking the backdoor barbecue, babe.
No. Bootleg is like, it's out like Barstown. I just had it at my studio opening party and people was tearing that shit up.
Real talk, man. They got some good smoked wings out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Louisville got a good food. Good scene, man.
They definitely
it's
do.
Variety, it's, you know, it got different variety. You got, you know, foreigners. I did a food review with Barry Goodall and Gucci Reviews. I did a food review with them, and they took me to an African spot.
Goodall used to be our security guard.
Yeah.
He used to tape my pants up because I sagged all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it, like, literally tape them. Like, go around my body 8 times.
Uh-huh.
I had to tape my pants up. I was sag so much.
I think kids need that, though. I think.
It, you know what? I still sag a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, just not even thinking about it. But, yeah, it definitely did. Kept my pants up, for sure.
A lot of people say they taped it. You know, because when I posted on the IG, like, he should take my pants up. He said, nah, you take your pants up for nothing. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Yeah, man, I don't be doing nothing. Just working. Staying out the way. What we needed was another to, like, branch out. Like, you got any advice on us on how to branch out, like, to
what, like,
different cities, like, because that's what we're gonna need. Like,
sometimes you might just need to pull up with your set to, mm-hmm. to different events and just interview as many people as you possibly can, because I've been thinking about getting into the podcast space. I just don't know how.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about maybe just doing straight interviews,
mm-hmm.
just walking up to people, but that alone would help just the overall brand, like, getting out to those bigger cities and even the colleges, like, set up at a college or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more street interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely going to get into that. We definitely. But I got to pop out more. I'm a homebody, man. I got to start popping out, man.
Pop out.
Yeah.
You got to touch the people.
Yeah.
You got to kiss babies, shake hands.
So one more question before we get out of here. Well, do you feel, some people say Louisville got a crabs in the bucket mentality. Do you feel that way?
I think yes and no. Because Louisville has this mentality that we're just this big ass city.
Uh-huh.
And we're not. You know what I mean? Like, we're not Atlanta. We're not LA. We're not New York. So I think a lot of people think that. Before your Jacks, Brysons, G's, and all that, I think we're way more of a crab in a barrel type city.
Yeah.
I think now it's just, there's really no excuse because you got the world at your fingertips now. You don't just need Louisville. You don't need Lexington. You got the world.
Right.
By the click of a button.
You got this high-powered satellite phone, man.
Yeah. So I'm saying. Yeah. Change the game. You don't really need your wallet. If you leave your wallet, you good other than your ID.
Right.
You don't got to have pictures in your wallet. You know what I'm saying? You know what
my ideas on my real talk. Like, I just...
This is your life.
Nigga. Real talk.
It's turned into everything.
I was late to putting my phones on the Apple Pay and the Apple Touch, but I couldn't tell you where my wallets and cards is. Like,
yeah, my homie, man, I be telling every time I see him, his pockets like this thick. I'm like, what the fuck do you got? It be business cards. Like, you don't need none of that.
None of that.
None of that.
I got my business card on my Apple Wallet.
Just, some, you know, if somebody hand me a business card, though, I'm like, all right, I'm going to look at it. And if I like what your business is, I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm write your name in there.
And yeah.
And the card's gone. I'm not keeping that in my pocket.
Real
tough. I don't understand. I've never understood that, man.
You know, some people got to get with the times, man. You know, technology, you know, could be our biggest enemy sometimes. But, yeah. I couldn't tell you where my wallet is. None of my cards. All this shit's on the phone. So if I lose my phone, I'm fucked, man.
Yeah, that's your life.
Yeah, there it is, man.
But there's ways to find it, man. I mean, it's
just... Remember the Nextels, man?
I do.
I remember the whole...
My first investor was owned a Nextel store.
Uh-huh.
So it was Nextel'd up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nextel was hard.
It was. Yeah, man. We had a booth at our school, and they cleaned Walmart out. Like, no lie, the whole school had it. You know what I mean? Like, had them big white Nextels, the whole...
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, man, that was crazy, man. So we're going to end it, man. Pleasure. Thanks for stopping by for the bonus content.
Another Confirmed Multimedia production.
Confirmed. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. There was something good to eat. There was something good to watch.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.